Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there. Good morning. Welcome to Taking It Outdoors. Happy to be joined in studio today by the director of the New York State Summer Classic. Tim Thomas is in studio with us today. Our sponsors this morning, Johnston RV Country, 28 years of creating generations of family fun in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Thanks to Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in the heart of Victor. Find new roads. Flaherty's Macedon and Bill Gray's Restaurants, Hesney Auction Company, Country Living from Farm Credit East, and Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. What's happening, Tim? How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, glad to be back on the show. Things are going good.
Tim Thomas is the director of the New York State Summer Classic. He was in here several weeks ago to kick off the big tournament, and it's off to a good start.
Absolutely. We got some really nice fish weighed in already. Anglers all across the state are competing. We even have 51 youth so far in the event.
Fantastic. I know I was on the website earlier this week and got in on the action. I registered on Wednesday, and I would encourage everybody else to do so. If you are unfamiliar with the New York State Summer Classic Fishing Tournament, put it in a nutshell for our audience.
All right, so it's the same as the Winter Classic that we ran this past year. So you're looking at a statewide event. You can fish any waterway, any time of day, anywhere in the state, as long as it's New York State waters. We've got 10 different main categories. We've got three additional species awards that are cash awards. And a huge prize structure, not only for the adults, but for the youth as well. And so again, you can fish any waterway, anytime. There's over 65 weigh-in locations that you can bring your fish into, and it's only $25 to get into the event.
Lake Erie's in play?
Lake Erie's in play as long as it's New York waters.
Same as Lake Ontario, can't be fishing on the Canadian side up there. What about a farm pond?
Absolutely. Raised ponds, stocked ponds, as long as it's DEC okay, it's okay with me.
I asked that specifically. I was out at this campground last weekend doing a remote for the Bee Gravel Ponds. You ever heard of it there in Wheatland?
Yep.
They have a 30-acre gravel pit just loaded with fish, man. I was out there hammering them, and they got some giants in there, and I was spreading the word to the campers at Gravel Ponds all about the New York State Summer Classic. Those people are out there fishing with white hots.
Really?
And fishing with marshmallows, catching largemouth bass, perch.
Nice.
So I said, let's see what happens when I use a real lure here. And holy smoke, that thing is loaded with them, man. It was an absolute riot out there at Gravel Ponds. And I wouldn't be too disappointed if they had me out there a little more regularly. Our guest in studio, Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic, online at nyssummerclassic.com. That's where I went and signed up. $25 to get you in the tournament. He just said that. $5 for the kids. But I threw in another 10. I got in on this lunker pool. Tell everyone about that.
So it's basically an extra pool of money you can get into just to win some extra cash. Throw some more into it. Similar for other people to do tournaments, similar to the Calcutta, Cash Bash, that sort of thing. It's just an extra pool of money. Pays out the top three across all the categories, 50-30-20 split, and just a way to win some more cash.
All New York State waterways are included, rivers, tributaries, streams, stock ponds or farm ponds, whatever you want to call them. All of it is in play, and let's go through the 10 categories. I was on your website, New York NYSSummerClassic.com, checking out the leaderboards today, and I think I can get in reach on the panfish right now. Pike is wide open at this point. Got some good bass weighed in on this thing, but there's 10 fish categories, or is it 11? Did I see on there we added brown trout?
Brown trout is a monthly prize. So we've got bowfin, brown trout, and rock bass are the three that aren't full categories. We didn't want to water down the payout structure. All right, but we got a $500 prize for the largest rock bass, and right now we got a pretty good one leading. It's over a pound. Pound 0.15, I think. And then overall bowfin, and again, we got a really nice bowfin that was weighed in up in the Adirondacks earlier this week. Some real nice fish weighed in. And but for the brown trout, I decided to split that up a little bit more. And so we're doing monthly prizes, $125 for the biggest brown weighed in for the rest of June and July. And then another $125 award for the month of August.
Tim, you should have started this tournament June 1st, not June 17th. Because I fished a rock bass tournament out on SOTUS, and I weighed in a 1.72 Rocky. The state record's just under 2 pounds, like
right.
Fractions of an ounce below under 2 pounds. And I didn't even win big fish. There was a 184 weighed in at this thing.
Wow.
So that you got a pig on the board there, but it can be beat for sure.
Absolutely.
And you know, you can get after these rock bass, don't even have to get a boat. So I encourage anglers of all skill levels, right?
Right, and that's the thing. You know, we're not talking about the pros here going after this thing. The idea is this is a tournament for the masses. It's a tournament for those who don't have boats, for those who can't go out into the big water, have the downriggers, that sort of thing. You can fish from shore. You can fish from, you know, the piers, the docks, you know, wherever you can access on the canals, you know, things like that. It's for everybody. And again, the grand prize isn't the overall biggest fish, because you would think it'd be, you know, like a salmon or a trout, you know, something like that. Carp is in here. Carp, we got a big carp weighed in already, you know, 20 plus pounder.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's a big one. The thing is that the grand prize, once we get up to the levels in that tournament, can go to a panfish. I mean, it could go to any of them because it's a random draw from the top places across all 10 categories.
And this is the grand prize award that's up to, depending on the amount of anglers, up to $250,000 cash?
Correct. Once this thing really gets kicking and really takes hold across the state, we'll be paying out some major cash, up to $250,000 for the grand prize, and paying down 25 places per category.
Yowzer, man. This sounds like the real deal, man. It's no different than entering a poker tournament in my eyes, or even a golf tournament at your local muni course.
Right.
So let's go the 10 categories here. So you can win one of these 10 categories, like he just said, and not have the biggest fish, but still get the biggest check. That's awesome. And the 10 categories, the northern pike, that's one of them. I was looking at the leaderboard there. There's a minimum to get in it, right?
There are some. We set minimums for the Summer Classic, just the curb, you know, a lot of small fish being brought in. And based on our experience from across the New York State waterways, what we've seen come in with the Winter Classic statewide event, we set those minimums just to, like I said, curb the small ones coming in, and we're pretty sure that the leaderboard is still going to fill up with those minimums.
Lake trout's another category. The guys I know fishing on the big lake, hammering them this year. You been out there?
Absolutely. It's been phenomenal fishing in Lake Ontario.
What's the trout leaderboard look like?
It's pretty much wide open.
Yeah. Well, we're still in the early phases. This is a perfect opportunity. You know what I should do? I should find the category that has the fewest fish entered, and I should catch one just so at least for a few hours or a day or two, maybe I'll be in the lead. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny you say that. One of my students this past week actually was all excited because he caught a rock bass in SOTUS, and he waded in. And it was one of those times where I was out traveling, so I didn't get the update right away onto the leaderboard. And by the time I got home that night and saw his weigh-in, there was already the big one got weighed in as well. And so he didn't even get his name up on the leaderboard. He thought he was at least going to see his name on the leaderboard, but it got trumped.
Sign up quick. Get to one of these weigh stations. In the next segment, let's finish off going through the 10 categories. We just went through two of them there. Well, we touched on four of them. So we got six more categories to go. And let's also talk about what to do with these fish once we've entered, we catch the fish, and we want to enter it. Let's pick up there in the next segment. He is Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic. You're listening to Taking It Outdoors on 92.5 WBEE. Good morning. Welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. I'm joined in studio by a return guest, Tim Thomas, the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. Do you whitetail hunt?
I don't fish all season, year.
Do you turkey hunt, waterfowl, any of that?
No hunting for me.
All right, we'll keep talking about fishing then, Tim. Tim is, again, with the New York State Summer Classic, NYSSummerClassic.com, a fantastic fishing tournament, statewide open water tournament going through the end of August. The grand prize award could be up to $250,000 cash. This morning's program made possible thanks to Johnston RV Country, 28 years of creating generations of family fun. They are in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in the heart of Victor. Find new roads. Flaherty's Macedon, Bill Gray's Restaurants, and Hesney Auction Company. Speak English, Jeremy. Hesney.com. Check them out for upcoming auctions. And thanks to Country Living from Farm Credit East and Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. I'll get these marbles out of my mouth and we'll finish the interview here. Tim Thomas, we went over a couple of the categories, but if somebody's just joining in, the New York State Summer Classic is a huge tournament for all anglers of all skill levels and of all ages. We'll get into registration, but the categories you're competing are pike, lake trout. We talked about those. You touched on the carp. Catfish are in play. Obviously, channel cats. Are people going to be weighing in channels next to bullhead?
Correct. Yep, all considered the same.
Pickerel? How's the pickerel competition shaping up?
Pickerel is another one of those categories that surprisingly is wide open still. Quite a few guys are fishing Oneida, and I know Rob Gaffredo from Bartels there had a monster pickerel last week. And he was pre-fishing for one of the bass tournaments and not even thinking about it, tossed it overboard, and 30 seconds later just hit him in the gut.
Man, I've never caught a pickerel on purpose. I've always caught him accidentally fishing for something else. I wouldn't even know where to begin. But if it's wide open, does the pickerel category have a mandatory minimum weight?
It does. I believe it's 3 pounds for the pickerel.
And walleye. Walleye, man, I wish I was talented enough to enter this. We can catch walleye all over this state, out in the big lake here in Lake Ontario. Oneida's stacked with them. Guys get them out in Erie by the buckets full. So, there's lots of success. I saw a couple of Monroe County Charter guys just been hammering them lately. But the walleye will be a fun category for you. We also have yellow perch. And goodness gracious, man, that should be a fun one because, I mean, it's anybody's game catching a big perch. You find
Absolutely.
A feeding school and put something down there, and you never know what you're going to pull out of there.
Yep.
We got bass, smallmouth, largemouth, white bass obviously not included.
Nope.
And what are we leaving off here? The panfish, and that's an all-encompassing pumpkin seeds, bluegill. Crappie aren't in that. Crappie's their own category?
Own category, and that's both white and black crappie.
And if you missed the first segment, the New York State Summer Classic is a fishing tournament or any body of water in New York State. And those are the 10 categories. You register online at nyssummerclassic.com. I even saw at Field & Stream people signing up last time I was in there loading up on bait. So you have sign-up stations and weigh stations all across our area and the state?
Correct. Right now, I believe we're up to 70 weigh-in locations, most of which also accept registrations. And we have a map up online if you want to see exactly where they are, what waterways they're on, and their contact information is there as well.
I mentioned it in the last segment. Earlier in the week, I went online and signed up for it. It was $25, super easy to do, right there at the website. I even entered the Lunker Pool because I'm overly confident. You know what I mean? It's kind of like
right.
when I box my horses at the Derby. Why not?
Why not?
Yep. You're going to win, try to win big, right?
Absolutely.
So this is anyone's game, and it's a great opportunity to introduce young anglers to the sport. It's very difficult sometimes when you have kids out and the bite's slow, and having a little extra tool there, a little more of an edge to kind of keep them focused, I think would be cool. I would have been excited about that growing up, and I can see by looking at your numbers here, what's the youth sign up looking like?
We're pretty good. We've got 51 youth anglers signed up. And last week, we even had a two-year-old signed up. Two years old, getting into the events early and, getting that fever.
Nice. I'm gonna have a, by the time they're walking, they may be sponsored by Fraybill. You never know. So, Tim, I'm out fishing, no matter who I am, no matter where I am in the state, no matter what I'm fishing for. And I find a fish, I want to enter into the tournament. Take me from there. I get this thing to the boat. Let's just say I'm a bass fisherman. Let's say I pull out a 7.2-pound largemouth bass from the north end of Canisius Lake. Big old football head jig. I just stick that thing. Yep. What do I do with it?
All right. So one thing you might want to do, if you got a cell phone on it, you can pull up the leaderboard and see exactly where that fish would place at that particular time. The leaderboards are live up online at all times. And then the next thing you're going to want to know is where the nearest weigh-in location is. Now, there's always that question of whether you pull lines and head in, bring that thing in the weigh-in, and save the ounces that potentially could be lost, or do you put it in the live well and hope that it, you know, maintains its weight and come in at the end of the day? That's one of those calls as a tournament angler that you have to make. For this tournament, the fish does not have to be alive. So if you don't have a live well, you're fishing on the shore, all you got is a bucket, that's fine as long as it's fresh, that was caught that day. That's all it has to be. And so what you want to do is bring it into your nearest weigh-in. So if you caught that at the north end of Canisius, Ted's Tackle is probably going to be your closest bet there. Bring it into Ted's. They'll handle it all there, get it weighed in for you, get your information. When you register for the event, there isn't a tournament ticket or anything you're going to receive. We track everybody by either driver's license or birth date tagged to your name. And so we can follow you around the state no matter where you go. And there's nothing for you to lose while you're out fishing. That's the thing, is you want to get in as soon as you can to maintain the weight to your nearest location.
Why would a fish weigh less? Just slime and spitting?
There's a lot
up?
Of things. Yeah, they spit up stuff. They poop stuff.
Hey, keep it clean in there, man. Come on. There's kids listening.
Well, they do. Natural function.
He is Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic. It is our state's largest open water tournament, and it goes through the end of August. Grand prize award up to $250,000 cash, and it's a random draw from all of the first place finishers in the 10 categories: pike, bass, lake trout, perch, pickerel, catfish, walleye, crappie, carp, and panfish. And you can fish in any waterway in New York State. Doesn't matter what it is. You just have to use angling tactics. Don't take a stick of dynamite out there or electrocute them like my great grandfather used to do. Don't do any of that. No bow fishing. Angling only, right?
That is correct.
What do you got in place to, I imagine there's some knuckleheads out there that might try to game the system. You ready for cheaters?
We are. We've got all the protocols in place. Lie detector testing. We require all the top three fish to be kept. So if you do weigh in a fish and it winds up being one of the top three, we require you to put it in a bag, put it in a freezer, hold on to it to the end of the tournament. We do re-verify them. We scan them with metal detectors. The whole works. And then if there is suspicion, all of our weigh in shops are looking. Feeling the bellies, looking in the mouths, things like that. And if there is suspicion, then we will issue the test if necessary.
All right. That should deter all you knuckleheads and scallywags out there thinking about doing some cheating. Not only will you get busted, but good luck fishing another tournament ever again the rest of your life. Your name will be plastered all over bait shops across the region.
That's right. You don't want to be on that list.
Now, we've mentioned a couple times how this is a great opportunity for youth anglers. You even have a separate youth division. And I want to talk more about that coming up in the next segment, if not the last segment. But I made a note here when you were talking about the young anglers. I want to tell you about a kid from Pittsford that did really, really well on the national competitive bass fishing scene. We'll tell you all about that. We'll talk more about the Summer Classic. And that will happen next, right here, Taking It Outdoors, 92.5 WBEE. Hey, welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We're having a conversation about the New York State Summer Classic Fishing Tournament. It's the Empire State's largest open water tournament event, and it goes through the end of August. You can register very easily online at nyssummerclassic.com. $25 for an adult angler. There's youth registration, $5 an angler, and Tim Thomas, our guest in studio, he's the director of the tournament. There's a separate category, or you got kids competing against the adults?
Separate category for all of the main categories, so the 10 that we mentioned earlier. However, the rock bass, the brown trout, and the bowfin, they're going head-to-head against each other. It's the overall biggest for the entire tournament.
But pike bass, lakers, yellow perch, pickerel, catfish, walleye, crappie, carp, and panfish, they all have their own competition field.
Correct, yep. Top three for the youth are all separate.
Again, he's Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic. This morning's program made possible by Johnston RV Country, 28 years of creating generations of family fun in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Thank you to Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in the heart of Victor, Flaherty's Macedon, and Bill Gray's Restaurants, Hesney Auction Company, Country Living from Farm Credit East, and Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. Sally Segway here, talking about the youth anglers. Are you hip to this rain golub?
All this rain we're getting is ridiculous.
No,
it's crazy.
Rain is a kid.
Oh, Rain.
Yeah, he's a young kid.
Oh, right. Yeah, the bass angler you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He was down at the Bassmaster Junior Nationals in Tennessee. I forget which lake. It was a 51-team event, right? So there's 50 teams, an angler and, two-person team.
Right.
And then Rain, from right here in Pittsford, his dad is Ken Golub. I'm butchering their last name, I know. But it doesn't take away any respect. I just want to let everyone know about this kid. But he went down there and fished alone and came in second place in this two-day tournament. And I want to say he got lunker with like an 8-2 or something. But this kid can flat out catch those bass. He came in second place at the Junior Bassmaster Classic, the national championship. He got to get out of school early, take his test ahead of time. You're an educator, so you can appreciate this. He did the work, got his schooling done, so he could duck out a couple days early and head down to Tennessee with his old man to compete in this event. But his name is Rain, Golub Jatnikoff. I know his dad is just Ken Golub. You know, he fished on the FLW circuit in May. You may also know his dad. You remember about 4 or 5 years ago, local guy got on the cover of Bassmaster magazine with the Alabama rig when he caught the five smallmouth on one cast?
Yep, I remember
that. It's his boy.
No kidding.
Yeah, cool stuff. So
awesome.
Congratulations to young Rain. And let's get back to the Summer Classic here. I'll tell you, things are really scooting for you. When I went to sign up, I went to Google because I forgot your website, and I just started to type in NYS Summer, and boom, you're already in Google autofill, man. Do you know that?
I imagine so. I mean, it's the online exposure from both the Winter Classic and now the Summer Classic is just phenomenal. And a lot of those search engines go by tag words and how many people are searching for it, that sort of thing. And, the posts that we're putting up on there are reaching tens of thousands of people for every post I put up there. And I put a post, multiple times a week. And, that and the website itself has a lot of tag words in it. And we're getting, I think the last I saw was like 150 to 200 hits a day on the website.
The website is nyssummerclassic.com. Check it out. I want to get back to, I had one more question and I didn't get to jam it in the last segment, but I'm pretty hardcore about catching and releasing. I don't like to kill fish unless I'm going to eat them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, it happens by accident. You get a hook down in the gullet or something, but overwhelmingly, I'd like the fish that I catch to live. Can I still do that and compete in this tournament?
So here's the thing. It's one of those things where this is a major event, so we got to make sure everything's legit. And in order to do that, we have to require the biggest fish to be kept. If you're going to be getting some major cash, we need to make sure that catch was legit. And so for this tournament, that's why we require the top three to be kept. And so, yes, you have to keep the top three, but if it's less than the top three, let's say you get a 4-pound bass right now and it places fifth. Yes, you're getting up on the leaderboard, but if it ends up staying fifth and we're paying down five places, it's not going to be a whole lot of money, so we're not requiring that fish to be kept. So at that point, it's up to you what you want to do with it after you weigh in. Whether you want to keep it and eat it, that's fine. Whether you want to release it again if you have it in a live well or in an aeration system so it can maintain, stay healthy and alive until you can release it again, that's fine. Again, DEC doesn't like you transporting fish, so it's frowned upon.
Don't catch it in Honeyoy and release it in Canisius.
Right. But again, once you leave that weigh station, it's up to you what you want to do with it if it's not a top three. Now, again, I've received a lot of flack from guys saying, well, you're just keeping the big fish. You're taking out the genes, that sort of thing. Well, let me ask you this. If you were to catch, let's say, an 8.25-pound largy out of Soda's Bay, what are you going to do with that fish?
I'm going to the taxidermist.
Yeah, and so are about 95% of the other people that catch, a monster fish like that are going to place in the top three in this event.
And that exposes hypocrisy in myself with my catch and release. But hey, that's a fish of a lifetime.
That's just it. And with an event like this, those top three fish are probably going to be a fish of a lifetime for these people. And so, most of the fish, yes, while we're keeping the big ones, most of them are going to be heading to the taxidermist anyway, are going to be kept. And in this case, it's for the tournament.
So you keep possession of the biggest fish?
I don't. The anglers do. They need to put it in a bag, put it in a freezer. And especially if you're thinking about getting that fish to the taxidermist, going to have it mounted, the best thing to do is to put a little bit of borax in there, and that maintains the color. And the taxidermists really like to see a fish come in if it's got a little borax on it, because it maintains all that for them.
Hey, didn't know that, man. Learning something every day. And again, this is big money. It could be up to $250,000 cash for the grand prize, and that's a random draw from all of the top finishers in each of the 10 categories. Again, there's an adult division. There's a youth division that pays the top three in each category. Top three in Lunker Pool are going to be paid for each category. Is it hard to find a weigh-in station?
No, not at this point. We've got 70 locations now across the state. We're adding more all the time. In fact, I'm taking a trip up this weekend all the way up to Messina, a little over 4-hour trip to outfit Ogdensburg and Messina with weigh stations. Looking to put another one in over on Lake Erie this weekend as well. So I'm traveling all the time, all around the state, not only checking up on the current stations, but talking with anglers, getting word out about the event and setting up new stations, and all that sort of thing.
He's Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic. You've been fishing tournaments. Tim's a big water trout and salmon angler. How you been doing?
Good, actually. So far this season, I've fished three events so far, and I've placed in the top 10 in all three. So I've got a pretty good record going right now. Last weekend, fished the Atomic Challenge out of Oswego. Took a fourth place finish there. We got six real nice kings. The fishing in Lake Ontario is just on fire this year. It's been very, very good. The trout fishing was phenomenal, and that's led right into what looks to be a banner year for Kings.
All right, hot stuff. In the next segment, will you tell a rookie like me how to catch one of those salmon?
I can give you some tips.
All right, Tim Thomas, we'll talk about that in the next segment. Also got a little potpourri of fishing information I'd like to relay to you. An update on our local angler Jamie Hartman fishing on the Bassmaster Elite Series. Bassmaster came out with their top 12 bass lakes, and New York's in two of the top 12.
Yep.
We'll tell you which two. And I want to ask you about a fish I saw a guy catch out of the Niagara River I didn't even know existed around here. We'll get into all that in the next segment here at Taking It Outdoors, 92.5 WBEE. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We have Tim Thomas in studio with us today. Tim is the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. And this morning's broadcast is made possible thanks to Johnston RV Country. 28 years of creating generations of family fun there in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in the heart of Victor. Find new roads. Flaherty's Macedon, Bill Gray's Restaurants. Hesney Auction Company. Go to Hesney.com to see about their upcoming auctions. And Country Living from Farm Credit East. Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. Almost infringed on some copyrights there and said the song lyrics. Tim was telling us in the last segment, he's a big lake angler, goes after the salmon and the trout, and has been having a great year. So I want to get into that here in just a second, but I was very happy to see, I get Bassmaster magazine, They came out with their annual top 12 bass lakes in the United States, and Lake Erie came in at number 7, and the Thousand Islands came in at number 11. I was shocked. I thought Oneida would have snuck in there.
Right, I would have thought too.
It's been on in the past, but it was replaced, gosh, I think by some lake in Tennessee. But it's funny, you look through there, and when you think about fishing, bass fishing on the national landscape, you think the South, you know? I mean, really,
right,
that's where the big bass are. But the top 12 bass lakes were California had 3, New York had 2, Michigan was up there. I mean, they get Erie and LeClaire, I think, was another one on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so New York right up there with all the big name lakes, and I'm talking Chickamauga, Guntersville, all these legendary lakes you hear about. But we got fisheries right there in step with those guys. Also, want to update everybody, our own 315er, Jamie Hartman. He's fishing on the Bassmaster Elite Series. Currently sitting in 23rd place for Angler of the Year. And as far as Rookie of the Year standings go, Jamie is in 3rd place. And the Bassmaster, or the Bass Pro Shops Northern Open from BASS is going on this weekend down on Oneida. I would love to be fishing with it, but I had to interview Tim or I would have gone down there and won it. Local guy won that thing year before last, I think, Bianchi.
I think you're right.
From Rochester Bassmasters.
Yep.
He's buddies with our sales manager upstairs. So that's the haps on Jamie. And I wanted to ask, you ever seen a gar pike?
Yes.
You ever
I have
caught
seen gar
one?
Pike. I've never caught them. I've only seen them. They're actually pretty difficult to catch because their mouth is so bony.
Yeah, and long and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
I know this guy just from interviewing him in the past. This guy's a wing nut. He will put on scuba diving gear, loaded down with weights, and go in the Niagara River.
Yikes.
Okay? Have you heard of this guy?
I've heard of people doing that. I don't know anyone personally.
He goes down there with ice fishing combos, rigged for smallmouth, and he's actually just letting line out underwater fishing for smallmouth bass in scuba gear.
That's crazy.
In the Niagara River with all that current. But he was out there fishing above water, and I saw it on his Facebook page, a gar pike. It was golden. I'm from the South. We got all kinds of gar, bottlenose gar, alligator gar. There's dozens of gar fish.
Yep.
But I'd caught one in Black Lake years ago, but it wasn't one of these. But yeah, that mouth on it, it's like a drinking straw.
Yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It looked like a pike that somebody had filed down its mouth and elongated it, but it was this beautiful gold, and it had like leopard spots all over it. Absolutely beautiful fish. Mike Residlo is that guy's name. Go to YouTube and look for this guy. His last name is spelled, oh gosh, it's difficult. R-U-Z-C-I-D-L-O. Go to YouTube and punch that in, and you can see this guy's underwater fishing adventures.
Gotta check that out.
So let's get back on the big lake, man. I don't have a lot of experience with salmon and trout other than in the fall when they come up into the river. I'll mess with them then. But out on the big lake, I don't even know where to begin. Where would a rookie like me start?
Well, it's definitely a technical sport, you know, right off the bat. You know, you got to know that going into it. And so there's lots of different tactics. And obviously new technologies are coming out all the time to, you know, help battle that and make things easier and target them a little bit differently. But the main way out there is using downriggers, you know, putting down a big weight. You attach your line to a clip that's near that weight, and it takes you down to depth. And so electronics are huge. You need to know how deep you are. So you need to have a fish finder of some kind. And, one of the most important pieces that any tournament angler, out there will tell you is to have a probe. A probe system. It's a temperature probe and speed probe. It gives you both.
Is that to find the thermocline?
To find the thermocline. And also because it's such a big lake, a lot of times you have current out there. And so you could be going, you know, proper speed at the surface, but your lures are doing a whole different thing down below. And a lot of times, if you don't have a probe down there to know what your speed is at the, you know, the location of the lure, they're going to be doing all kinds of funky things, either not moving at all if you're going with the current, or it could be going crazy down there as if you're doing, you know, 5 knots on the surface.
Wow, I never even heard of that system before.
Yeah, it's cool. We use Fishhawk. There's several other different manufacturers. Fishhawk makes a real nice unit, the 4XD. It not only gives you temperature and speed at the ball, but it also gives you your true depth at the ball, because you also get a little bit of sway back because of the friction of the water, which brings your weight up. And again, based on density of water and this sort of thing, that varies.
If you're a guy that doesn't have downriggers, what do? Wait till the fall? Wait till they come in shallower?
You can, or, I mean, there's other methods too. There's copper lines, or just basically long lines. Copper line sinks, pretty readily through the water. And so there's different lengths of copper you can put out. And based on how much you put out, it goes down to different depths. One of the common ones is a 500 copper. It's like the bear of all trolling out there, because it's really hard to bring it back in. It's, difficult in itself to bring it back in. But 500 foot copper will get you down 100 feet.
So at this time of year, though, the bulk of them, they're in deeper water and they're relating to temperature and schools of bait fish, right?
Correct.
And how long will they stay in that pattern? Till they get ready to come in?
Yeah, pretty much until we get to, mid-August. Once you get mid-August and beyond, then the spawning starts to take over. They start wanting to get to their, wherever they're going to be going, whatever river they're going to be going up. And they start, bait fish becomes a second to spawning.
Right.
Spawning becomes the main thing for them. And so tactics change up a little bit, use brighter colors. A lot of times they'll, attack your bait out of aggression more so than feeding. Things like that. They start getting, snaggle tooth. Their jaws get harder. Yeah. So you got to make sure your hooks are sharpened, this sort of thing.
How long of a transition is that? How long does it take them to do that migration from the deeper waters into the tribs and rivers?
They come
in waves?
They do, and it can be overnight. I mean, it could be barren one day, and the next day they're up there, especially if we have a dry summer, and then all of a sudden we get a rain event in September, you'll get a run right that time.
He is Tim Thomas, director of the New York State Summer Classic, talking about catching them salmon for a little bit here. Now, you're out there, you got your downriggers, you find your ideal temperature, you find school of bait fish. What am I throwing down there? Spoons? That would be the only thing I would know. Or I hear people talk about dipsy divers.
Well, dipsies are another way to get your lure down there. It's not a lure itself. We use dipsies on wire line, and very, very effective. It gets it out away from your boat. It gets them, where fish tend to migrate away from your boat because of the noise and, it's not natural
to
them.
I would do the same thing if I were underwater.
Dipsy puts your line right out where those fish are going to be, moving away. And so, dipsies are good. But as far as lures go, there's three main lures used in the summertime. You got spoons, like you mentioned. Cut bait is another one. So there's strips of herring cut in kind of like an elongated triangle that go into a head and they spin. And then flies are another one. So cut bait, flies, and spoons.
When you're using cut bait, are you playing into their other senses, their smell? And because these things can smell in the parts per billion, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Because I know fly fishermen that won't even fill their truck with gas before they go out. They're always worried with contaminating their hands and then touching something that could eventually get near a fish. So when you're using cut bait, that's not really imitating or mimicking a bait fish in the water, or is it?
It is. When they spin down there, if you ever look at a wounded bait fish, a lot of times it'll spin and kind of twirl in the water. That's exactly what these do. They spin and they twirl, just like a wounded bait fish does.
Oh, nice.
And so there, you mentioned the other senses. There's a lot of things we do to tie into those other senses. Shark cannonball weights, for instance, have facets down the side that send out a ripple through the water that imitates a school of bait fish. And so those vibrations that go out away from the cannonball are picked up by the lateral lines of the salmon and trout species, and it draws them in.
Hey, I'm hip to that. That's like a big old Colorado blade on my spinnerbait.
Very similar, yeah. Same idea. And so, and then we use, dodgers and flashers that not only have color, but the way they spin imitates a fish when it goes after bait fish and goes through the bait fish itself. That motion of going through the bait fish is what the flasher does. And again, that gives out a signal through the water. There's other things like putting electricity down the wire cables of the downriggers. And so that gives off an electrical signal they can pick up. And it just goes on and on. And like I said, there's all these technical things that you can do to tie into them.
Dude, why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why do we take something that was so simple for hundreds of years, if not thousands, and complicate the crap out of it? We have a tendency to do
that. We do, absolutely.
As anglers. Well, man, I thank you for coming in today. I'm always appreciative of your time. I know you're super busy out pounding the pavement with the New York State Summer Classic. Hope you stay hot on the tournament trail as well. Again, I encourage all of our listeners to get involved with the New York State Summer Classic. It is for anglers of all skill levels, of all ages. It's easy to find, nyssummerclassic.com. You can register today. I did it earlier this week, $25 per angler. The kids can register. They have their own division. It's $5 an angler for the kids and a grand prize award up to $250,000 cash. That will be a random draw from all of the first place finishers in the following 10 fish categories: pike, lake trout, pickerel, walleye, carp, bass, yellow perch, catfish, crappie, panfish, and there's even some subcategories, for lack of a better term, and I'm talking about for the overall largest rock bass, which is the one I'm gunning for. $500 cash prize there. There's also another $250 cash award for the overall largest dogfish, right, or bowfin.
Yep.
Same thing, right?
Correct.
Good. Didn't want to mess that up. So I encourage you to get out there, register, register, register. You can do so online or in any one of the numerous weigh-in locations. Just look for the New York State Summer Classic signage that's all over the place. It's not hard to find. Again, the website, nyssummerclassic.com. Enjoy the rest of your day, pal.
Thanks. And just one more thing. Just want to let you know, if anyone has any questions, they can feel free to contact me at any time. My cell phone's all over the website. Give me a buzz. I'll answer any questions you have.
He is Tim Thomas from the New York State Summer Classic. Enjoy the rest of your day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.